Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. And welcome to this week's edition of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to be joined by two engineers from Pleatco. Pleatco is the leading manufacturer of replacement cartridges for your pool filter. So we're going to cover all the aspects of the cartridge itself that's manufactured by Pleatco. And also we're going to give you some tips on when to know when to replace your cartridge filter. And this week's podcast is brought to you by InnoPools.com. InnoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. And today's episode is also brought to you by Riptide Pool Vacuum System. The Riptide is a great way to get large debris off the bottom of a pool rapidly. You can learn more about the Riptide Pool Vacuum System at www.riptidevac.com. This is a great tool to have if you're a pool service professional and you service pools in areas where they get a lot of debris on the bottom or areas where there's a lot of wind. So check out the Riptide Vacuum. It'll really speed up your day out there, out in the field. So I'm joined today by Abney and Rich. Rich is the VP of Engineering and Research, and Abney is the Director of Research and Development over at Pleatco. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing fine. We're doing fine, David. Excited to be here, David.
It's not often I get to talk to engineers that actually develop the product. And the first question I guess I'll ask you off the bat is one that I get asked a lot, and a lot of service techs have this problem when they're out in the field, is when do you really know when the filter cartridge needs to be replaced?
So that's a very interesting question, and we hear about that all the time as well. Now, the simple answer is we let them let the customer know that, you know, industry standard is when you have a delta of 8 PSI, that is your system pressure increases by 8 PSI, from the time you install the filter in, that is a good time to take your filter out, service it, and put it back in. And that's the short answer. The long answer is, you know, there is a reason why they say that. And, you know, the CDC says your pool really needs to turn over water 4 times in a day. And to some extent, that is what that whole 8 PSI is trying to convey over there.
Right. So just to follow up on what Abby is saying, it really is flow rate for your pool that should be the threshold at which you backwash, right? Dropping below that flow rate could potentially lead to other problems. So you definitely want to be able to turn your water over 4 times over the course of a day, and that would that keeps you in the satisfactory zone, if we can call it that.
Right. So that is the first half of that answer. That is, hey, that's when you service it. Now, to go back to your question, when do you need to replace that filter? So that really varies. So for some, it's more of a relative comparison. Like someone in the Florida market who are familiar with using a single cartridge configuration, what we call as the one-up, they don't mind cleaning their filter once every month. And it would be great if it is once every 3 months, which is how it is when the filter is new. But as the filter gets old, you know, it loads up very easily. Or I should say that every time you go to clean your filter, you can never clean it and bring it back to its original state of performance as it was brand new. There will always be some debris trapped in the depth or the web of the filter media. So it basically comes to that point where, okay, I need to clean my filter once every month. Am I okay with this interval? Or if it comes to that point that I have to clean this filter once every week because my pressure is too high and we're not getting that 4 turnovers a day in our pool and the pool water quality just keeps deteriorating, I think that would be a point when you want to make that call that you definitely want to replace the filter. I will add, certain cases, after certain treatment to the pool, even a new filter or relatively new filter, the pressure goes up from, say, 10 to 30 in a matter of hour, that filter needs to be replaced right away. There, I don't think so there's any cleaning technique out there that could help.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of the Pleatcoat cartridge filters. I use them on my pool route, and my supplier carries those as their primary filter choice when I pick it up also. So can you go over in some detail for the listener why your cartridge is superior over, say, other brands that use the Remay material?
Basically, you know, all these filtration fabrics, they all look the same. They are all polyester. And end of the day, Pleatco or other our competitive brands, they all advertise as the same square feet. But in reality, they are all very different under a microscope. So, like everyone in the industry, you know, we used Remay in the past. We changed to Pleatco ones, and that change was not really motivated just to, you know, differentiate ourselves from our competition. It was really listening to those customers who had these filter cartridge problems that they would call us and say, hey, I bought this new filter, and my pool is still cloudy. It's not clearing up. And, you know, we sort of didn't have the heart to tell the customer that, hey, that's because your filter needs to get a little dirty before it starts really working. And that is not something our customer wanted to hear. And that was one of the issues. The other issues was, hey, I purchased this new filter, and I have to keep servicing this filter every 2 weeks in certain situations. And those customers were like, hey, I would like to go back to the sand if this is how this filter is going to work. And the reality was, you know, the customer really didn't have a choice. They buy Pleatco or they buy some other brand. The performance level is going to be the same for them just because, end of the day, it was all the same fabric. So that's where the journey started for Rich and me to, you know, start looking at different fabrics and how we can make this product better. So we started testing pool filter fabrics from different manufacturers. We first transitioned to a different media player also. We call the fabric as a media, and which was not Remay. And we were able to address one of the issues, which was, hey, the filter is not working fast enough. So now we had a filter that, you know, right out of the box will be very aggressive, will clean up the filter. But on the tail end, it had a different issue, was, hey, this does not last me that long as it used to. So we understood from the market that the market looks at three different things. One is, how fast can this capture dirt, what we call as turbidity reduction? How much dirt can this hold, which is the dirt holding capacity? And lastly, how good is the service life so that I don't need to service this that frequently? So those were the three parameters that we understood from our customers. And we started designing the filtration fabric to sort of excel in these three categories. And you know, a lot of people's, the mills that we went to, the vendors that we reached out to, they all told us that, hey, this is all very ambitious and not practical. But I'm proud to say that our team was able to deliver on that ambition, and we made it practical.
So I get this a lot, too, from pool guys and from customers that say they want to order just the original manufactured cartridge that came with it. So they'll order directly a Pentair or Hayward replacement for their cartridge because they think that they're superior than a replacement cartridge made by a different company like Pleatco. So can you explain why the Pleatco Advance is still better than the OEM manufacturer cartridge?
In many cases, the OEM relies on say, a Remay, which was, back in the day, back when it was first made, the industry standard. But what we've noticed is, what we've noticed has been that, well, technology has marched on since the time Remay was first made. There have been advances. There's been advances in the equipment that makes the polyester spun bonded media that Avi's been referring to, and these advances have allowed us to specify finer fibers, which we point out. The fact that we have finer fibers are going to give us a higher fiber count, which means more crossover points. And the increase in crossover points means that the pores are actually finer. meaning that you get better filtration. As Abhi alluded to, we had a concern of the back end of the cartridge, meaning that the that we wouldn't get the service life from a tighter filter. But therein is something that we found to be very very compelling about our bonding process, and that is that the point bond is the fibers are bonded. Yes, the fibers are bonded in a very patterned fashion. It's very consistent. But the fibers are where they're not bonded are allowed to move freely. So as these fibers as the media becomes loaded, as the cartridge becomes loaded, the fibers accommodate the loading. And what we've noticed is that that construction allows us to shed debris, shed dirt off of the cartridge much easier. And we have, and we know this because we've actually taken images, or I'm sorry, we've taken samples of our media and our competitive, and the competitive product, or the OEM product for that matter, sent them to a third-party lab to look at these under very high-powered microscopes. And we see in the web structure that the debris in a competitive product or a OEM product, that debris does not shed. It's almost as if it's trapped in the pores, because the web is not allowed to move. Whereas in our Plico Advance, where we have the point bonded structure, that web is free to move, and it does give up the debris easier. So we feel that that's a better better for our application.
Right. And David, to add to it, you know, in short, all I can say is, you know, the Plico filter is a better replacement element than the OEM filter itself. Some of the OEMs out there, they use a substandard product, which is a 3 ounce material, basis weight wise in terms for their filtration application, whereas we use a 4 ounce fabric for pool filters. And as Richard mentioned, you know, we basically bring in all OEM filters out there, and we sort of study them just to see where they are in comparison to Plico Advance. So we basically have a test database that shows how does the OEM filter cartridge performs in the OEM system, and if that OEM were to use a Plico Advance filter in that, how much performance gain they would have made. So since we have all the data, I know back of my head that it is not a correct statement that the OEM filter is better than Plico Advance. And I base this not because I'm from Plico. I base it just based on the scientific experiment test results that we have.
Okay, so the Plico filter, I can vouch for you on this. I have them on all my pools in my route, and they're really superior than the other ones that were in there before, for sure. And let's talk a little bit about your sediment filters. These are a fill filter that you can use to fill your pool, and it can filter out sediments that are in your water.
Right, so the sediment filters is basically, it's a 5 micron sediment filter, very similar to the household under the sink filters, the 5 micron ones that are out there. And it really takes out the sediments for the most part from the source water. And you would see this as a benefit, you know, if you are running off a, you know, old plumbing system where there's a lot of rust in it, or you're having well water, which is really very bad and hard. And I see that a lot of our spa customers who have these hot tubs and running off of well water or old plumbing in the building or at their home, is they see that, yeah, the sediment filter sort of helps in sort of taking out all these sediments up front. So there is a little less chemicals that you need to put in at a later stage to balance the water. And that's where all the value is for the sediment filter. And I know we have a pool version of it as well. And it basically does the same. You know, we made it in such a way that it has a higher capacity so that if you are filling up the above-ground or in-ground pools, you have enough water. It won't plug up that quickly.
The testing was really interesting on that project, David, where we actually had a very large reservoir, which we used red iron oxide, and I don't know how much we added, but it turned the water like super red, and we used one of our smaller spa fill type of. And the water came out super clean. That was pretty interesting. And we subsequently did we finished cleaning out the water. We took a cross section just to study how that looked, and it was remarkable at how much debris was actually caught within the pore structure of that sediment filter. I was really impressed by that.
All right. And I wanted to also say that, you know, time and again, I did come across customers who feel that, hey, the sediment filter could do a little more than what it is doing.
Right.
And it's all a function of flow rate. You know, the same 5-micron sediment filter gives you drinking water quality water under the sink, but the same 5-micron on a garden hose may not really give you drinking water quality just because of the flow rates, you know. Under the sink, you're running at a 0.5 gallon per minute, 1 gallon per minute. Out on the hose, you may be running at 15 or 20. So the trick is the slower you're going through these sediment filters, the more efficient these filters become. And that's just not Pleatco, any other sediment filter out there. They all work on a similar principle.
Okay, so since I'm talking to the person in charge of research and development, and Pleatco is innovative, you guys are on the cutting edge of innovation. What are some of the new things you're working on for 2018?
We have something that's very exciting that we've been working on for quite some time. I would say, David, that it's going to be a game changer. So I don't think we can really talk about it right now, but I think the trade show, the November trade show, our the annual international pool and spa expo, we'll have a very big announcement at that point in time. Personally, it's something that has been very exciting to be working on. I know Abby has been diligently working on this for a few years.
Yeah.
So it's really super, super exciting to be part of it, to see it to come to fruition, to have the equipment come in for it. It's going to be a game changer, David. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yeah. Because, David, it's where, as we were saying, you know, our goal was always to make this filter perform better. And that pursuit sort of never ended for us. You know, we are never satisfied with that. We always try and keep pushing the envelope and seeing, hey, can we make this better? Can we make this better? And we are very excited that we found a way to make the same filter cartridges that we use today to work, I don't know if I should say it, twice as better or even better than that. So it is very interesting how we do that. And I promise you, you would be one of my first technicians out there who would receive a sample to test and for your YouTube channel.
Yeah, that sounds great. I look forward to that. And it definitely sounds revolutionary if you guys can't talk about it here on the air. So where can the listeners go to learn more about the Pleatco product line?
Pleatco has this excellent website, pleatco.com. I love it. It has come a long way from what it was back in 2010 when I started here. Batista Ramadi, our chief marketing officer, he has done a tremendous job in terms of shaping up and making content available on our website. So if you go to pleatco.com, there should be anything and everything that you're looking for on the website itself or the blogs. And, you know, there is a call-in number. You guys can reach out. We have an excellent team here. And we are ready to talk on the phone and help our customers out, even if it is not a filter-related issue and something else. You know, we're not shy. We definitely try and see and try and get you the best help possible.
Well, thanks for your time today. This is really informative. I think this will help a lot of pool service technicians out there in the field that deal with cartridge filters every day, and also for the homeowner that's listening that has a cartridge filter and they're looking for a replacement cartridge for their filter. So thank you.
Thank you, David. It's been fun. I think we'd be happy to do it again if it comes up.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, David. It was really a pleasure speaking with you.
So I hope you found this podcast helpful on the replacement cartridge filters by Pleatco. I highly recommend the Pleatco brand. I use them on my route and all my accounts. I think their particular cartridge filter is superior over the other ones out there on the market. I even have a couple of videos where I test the cartridge filters. In the one filter, I have four different manufacturer brand cartridge filters in there. And then I take it apart and clean it 4 months later and show you the results. And you can look at those two videos if you want to learn more about the test comparison I did on my channel. If you're watching the YouTube version of this podcast, I'll have the video links in the description for those videos. And I know the cartridge filter is a popular filter type in a lot of areas, especially Florida, where I think almost 90% of the filters out there are cartridge filters, and they're the single bullet filters mainly, one cartridge in them. But here in California, we use them also. We usually have a larger size cartridge filter, 320 square feet or above. So the cartridge filter is a very common filter type around the country. And if you maintain your pool yourself and you're looking for more resources, I have an ebook available on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. You can go there and purchase the ebook for $9.99. This book contains everything from chemistry to cleaning your filter to product reviews on automatic cleaners, just about everything you need for your pool care is in this ebook. And if you're a pool service professional and you need more one-on-one help, you can join me on my Patreon site. You can find this site also on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just click on the Patreon link. On this site, for $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And for $20 a month, you can call and text me. You also get a discount on your general liability insurance. And you'll also be invited into the group chat, where there's about 45 pool guys and gals in there. You can post a question in the group chat, and we'll be happy to answer it for you. That's a great resource if you're starting out in the business or if you need more help with your route. I'll also help you with one-on-one marketing tips, and I can also help you with bidding if you're going to bid a commercial account or anything related to the aspects of the business end of the pool service. So thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.